Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's learn together what neurotransmitters even are, what the feel-good hormones are. I know, we all want to know what feel-good hormones are, and how to schedule them in our week, teach our kids, teach our friends, and optimize our feelings surrounding these tips that you've probably never heard of, never known we can tap into, because every perception that comes into our body, whether it's food, a drug, light, happiness, some sort of emotion, neuropeptides and chemical messengers are being formulated and they are driving these feel-good hormones. So why aren't we scheduling them in and optimizing them so that we can rock it? Welcome everyone to Run Girl Radio. I'm Holly Dickinson, founder of Excel Strength and Conditioning, where we coach and empower female runners just like you across the world, making you faster, more knowledgeable, and set for a lifetime of injury-free running. Each week, I will be bringing you impactful information, creative solutions, and juicy running tips to get you one stride closer to your highest running self. Knowing that when curious and strong women are equipped with on-topic information and innovative solutions, there is no stopping us. Consider me your personal running coach in your back pocket. So join me and get ready to bust down some barriers, laugh at some running real talk, and get excited and energized as we have some fun finding our way together through this wonderful world of running. Happy midweek, everybody, and I want to teach you guys today how to tap into your neurotransmitters that are there to make you feel good. So your feel-good hormones, what they are, how to engage them, and how to plan some strategic things in your week, in your exercises, in your activities that can release more of them, okay? So let's dive in. So what is a feel-good hormone? Everyone's like, Holly, can I just buy this in a pill form? No, it's not the 80s. We are not advertising things in pills. But I'm gonna tell you kind of what neurotransmitters are, and if you've never heard of them, don't be scared of the scientific talk. We're good. We're just gonna break it down. So basically, our bodies are made up of a bunch of cells, right? We all know this. But because our cells aren't directly connected, they need a way to talk with one another. And that's where our neurotransmitters come in. So basically, they're chemical communicators, and they allow us to communicate electrical signals across those synapses or those gaps between the cells. And these messages are passed from cell to cell to indicate what we should think, what we should feel, and how we can rebalance parts of the body. The crazy thing is, you guys, anytime a perception comes into your body, whether it's a thought, a drug, food, light, it turns into neuropeptides or chemical messengers that then we can control our cells with. So whenever you laugh at a movie, your body releases serotonin, which is a certain type of one of those feel-good hormones. So let's go through four of them. I'll show you how you can actually implement those into your weeks, into your exercise routines, so that you are optimizing them and you are getting the best feel-good hormones infiltrating into those cells. So the four I'm going to talk about are endorphins, oxytocin, serotonin, and dopamine. Endorphins we mainly get from exercise, usually high intensity exercise, and a lot of people talk about the runner's high. And if you've never experienced that, maybe you don't always tap into it. I don't always tap into it myself, but it comes after a very high intense run that gets you to a level where you're actually releasing this hormone and your body feels euphoric. The next feel-good hormone is oxytocin. Now, you've probably heard of this one, and it's commonly named the love drug. But this is released in your body and in your brain when you hug someone, a family member or a friend, when you scrunch up your little puppy's face, when you're with your partner intimately. So this hormone is flooded from the hypothalamus in your brain when it is experiencing these certain things as inputs to your body. Now, the next one is serotonin, and this one is commonly associated with exercise, with food, but also with doing good for someone else. So it's that feel good, like when you do something, when you give, when you buy the person's coffee behind you, when you are doing something for someone else or you're surprising someone else, that is what floods our brain as that feel great reward. So serotonin is one that we're going to talk about a little bit here, and I actually want us to focus on. But first, we'll do dopamine. Dopamine is also a big neurotransmitter that's released in that feel-good hormone, and it's reward. So this is having a to-do list and checking each thing off. That feel-good of like scratching through that thing you've done. It's actually a reward system based on achieving stuff. So getting that workout done, doing that thing you said you were going to do, that is when dopamine is released. Now, I worked in a clinical setting for a couple years as a spinal technician, kinesiologist for a bunch of chiropractors. And basically, I was giving them exercise and coaching advice as they went through their rehab and their care with the chiro. But many of the people that were coming in weren't coming in just to get a tune-up on their spine. They were coming in when they'd hit rock bottom, they were in the most amount of pain they've ever felt, and they were in a crisis. Now, of those people, can you guess how many of them were sporty and athletic, and everything that they did revolved around activity and revolved around them walking and being able to function and move and lift things? Yeah, a heck ton of them. But guess which one of those hormones they lent on as the biggest crutch in their life? That's right, endorphins, the one we get from exercise, and that feel-good hormone we get from exercise. So we had to take the time with them to actually like pare back and give them the tools to actually utilize these other three, the oxytocin, the serotonin, and the dopamine, and to re-educate them that they can have these releases of feel-good hormone in their body, even when they're in this much amount of pain, that they can actually put this endorphins behind them for now, until we're back to the exercise, and really focus on optimizing the oxytocin, the serotonin, and the dopamine. Now, how the heck did we do that? I know, you're all wanting to know. So oxytocin, of course, if they weren't spending enough time around people, and when you're in chronic pain or you're hurting, you're not as much. And this has been hard over the last year. We haven't been able to physically hug one another for the last year and a half, until just really recently here in Canada anyway. And this has been a very, very tricky thing. So oxytocin, thinking about the release we can get from loving, putting love on other people, putting love on animals that we have around us. If you have like a dog park that's close by, that you could just even go and watch the experience of the dogs together and being excited, or spending time on the phone with loved ones. If you're still in lockdown or having to experience the 2-week lockdown, if you've been somewhere else, studies have actually shown that if you are FaceTiming or, you know, video chatting with one of your loved ones, a friend, family member, whoever, and if you're hugging a pillow, you're actually releasing oxytocin in your brain. How crazy is that? So grab something, a teddy bear, whatever the heck you have close to you, and call someone that you love, because oxytocin can rush when we are in that state. Now, serotonin is the next one. So this is doing good by someone else, right? This is, if you can think about it, trying to schedule these things into your week. Say, okay, this week I'm gonna do something good for a stranger, whether that's buy a homeless guy a tea, or, you know, buy the person behind you's coffee in the Starbucks lineup, or do something that just surprises someone else. If you have kids, writing little sticky notes in places and hiding them on them so that they find these lovely notes and then they go, oh, mom. And then, you know, it's that feeling of doing something good for someone else. Now, when you're running, I have a fun tip for you. So if we can do things as a running community that can release serotonin even more, guess how we can do it? I know, you're all like, what? What's coming next? Right? So if we can think about the serotonin rush, doing something for someone else, think of the number of people that you pass on the trail or on the road. Maybe you're in a place where you pass lots of people. Maybe you're near close to the beach. What's a way you can engage with those people as if they're your teammates, as if they're people that you want to do good by as you pass each person? Either you're passing them like from the same direction or you're going opposite direction. We can do things. So here are 5 different things you can do as you're running by people that will give you a boosted rush of serotonin and make you just feel great when you are walking, when you are run walking, when you're running, whatever you're doing for your exercise. You can smile at the person that you're passing. You can do a little head nod if you don't want to say anything. You could say hi if you notice, if you see that the person's not wearing headphones, you go, hey, you know, as you run by. I guarantee there's going to be a smile on their face because they've done that. And it's probably going to boost their running, right? Next one is doing like a little thumbs up I sometimes do this, especially if I'm passing someone that's like killing it. I can see that they're sweating. I can see that they've probably been running a little bit longer than I have. Heck yeah. And another one is high five, right? High five, we can't really do right now, but this can be something if you are doing it with a team or if you know you're running with someone else and you're passing them every lap, do that. Now, if you're overtaking someone, maybe they're older than you, maybe they're less trained than you, or maybe they're just on a regression day, right? We have no clue, but you can say, nice job, when you overtake them. Or when you're overtaking a couple people, maybe they're running together, you go, good job, ladies, right? If we can spread that love to other people, guess what? We're boosting their confidence and we're boosting our feel-good hormone at the same time. Oh, so brilliant. It's so brilliant. So I want you to implement those this week. Whether you're walk running, whether you're just walking or running, whatever it might be, let's boost that serotonin. And dopamine was that last one we talked about, right? And that's the reward center. That's our achieving something, checking it off our list. And this so comes back to our runs and even just scheduling them into our phone. And guess what? We are completing that once the task is done. Or we're messaging our accountability buddy saying, I did it. I did the thing I said I was going to do, right? We are getting that dopamine hit, that achievement of, I did that this morning, even if it's something as small as a 15-minute walk in the sunshine, right? So schedule those things in. I want to see you guys succeeding in the endorphins, in the oxytocin, the serotonin, the dopamine, even if it's one that you haven't tapped into before, haven't thought of before. Let's start thinking around the different ways we can release it. Again, any perception that comes into your body, whether it's a drug, a food, light, or a thought, it actually turns into these chemical messengers and can boost our physiology. So why not harness them and actually schedule them in and boost our feel-good hormones for the week, for the month, with your friends, teach your kids. Let's get on this train and let's get feeling better. Even after this year and a half of lockdown, we can tap into these and make them optimize more than ever. So let me know which one you guys are going to implement this week of those feel-good hormones and what you're going to harness, okay? What you're going to harness and how you're going to do it. I want to see you guys implementing this stuff and having it turn around your life and turn around your training. So have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to seeing you on Instagram World at Excel Strength Conditioning on Instagram or Facebook. Send me a message. I love to see the faces that are behind the listeners of this podcast, because I am doing this for you and I want to spread more and more knowledge and more tools for you guys to utilize and implement to improve your training. See you next week.